All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the San Bernardino Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas, and I am an executive consultant with San Bernardino Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. I'm talking to you. Folks, this is a phenomenal business. You get started. You pay a bit of the price. You absolutely do need to do that. But you don't give up. You never quit. Keep yourself focused on your goal. And it can happen for you as well. I promise you it can. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And this is no different. It's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. You want to build a successful business? You need to be on this call on Sunday night. And tonight is absolutely the perfect example of why you can come to this call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. Now, listen, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for Simulcast. Simulcast, January 14th, Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, a live event hosted by our corporate office, by Ambit Corporate. Okay? You get to register for Simulcast by going into your power zone, your back office. It's $50 to register. If you're anywhere near Hartford, Connecticut, go to the event at Hartford, Connecticut. If you're anywhere near Austin, Texas, go to the event in Austin, Texas. And if you can't make it to one of those locations, you can watch the event on your phone, your smartphone, your tablet, your TV. You can actually have it broadcast into a hotel room if you want. And you can be considered registered for the event, even though you're not there, by going to your power zone, registering for the event, and then registering that you're attending the event by simulcast. Absolutely great. They're already telling us they're going to give us some of the biggest announcements in the history of Ambit Energy, in the history of the company. You want to be there. The attendee-only bonuses will triple, quadruple the money that you would spend easily in getting to the event, whether you're driving or flying, and certainly if you're just watching it on one of your devices. Simulcast, January 14th, 2017. Everybody register individually so that you can be counted present for that big event. And the other big event we've been talking about, Power Trip, coming up November 10th through 12th. It's going to be in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. I can't wait to be there. Hope there's no snow on the ground. But I tell you what, there's never been a power trip that I've attended that I didn't get something of tremendous value simply at the leadership breakfast alone. If you guys have not registered for Power Trip yet, go to ambitpowertrip.com. You're going to hear more details about it in just a moment. But I tell you what, you want to be in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, when Power Trip is happening November 10th through the 12th. Some of the top leaders of the company, a Q&A by the co-founders of the company, and you're going to have the opportunity to get taught by our featured speaker tonight. This gentleman is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. You know, there's a lot of talk around right now about leadership. This is a leader's leader. And he told you when he was the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award that great leadership begins with great followership. This man has a fruit on the tree. You can certainly follow him. Let me get out of the way. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner, my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
I appreciate that, Bear, and I appreciate everybody taking time out of their busy schedule tonight. I know the presidential debate's on. And I was thinking about what I was going to talk about tonight, and I said, you know, I want to make an impact. I want to make a serious impact and give a rate of return unequal to any other call that I've ever done for the amount of time that each and every person on this call is investing to be on it. So I'm going to make a request for this to work for everybody on the call. If you've got kids around, if you've got the debate on in front of you, if you've got something going on that's distracting, I want you to take a minute or two, and I want you quickly to remove yourself from that situation. You can go to your DVR and watch the rest of the debate. The debate's not going to change your life. This call could. What I want you to do is I want you to just get in a quiet place, you know, and it may very well be where you are right now, but get in a quiet place, and I want you to reflect back for a second. I want you to reflect back to the first time that you looked at the Ambit Energy opportunity and the process that you went through, and then I want you to remember when you made the decision to become an Ambit Energy consultant, because what I know happened for every single person on this call is this. You made a decision at that moment in time based on an expectation of what Ambit Energy was going to do for you and your family. You know, maybe it was the kids' college fund. Maybe it was to get out of debt. Maybe it was to get out of an apartment into a home. Maybe it was to get out of a clunker into a nicer car. Maybe it was to give to a nonprofit that you love and is dear to your heart. But you made a decision to join Ambit Energy because Ambit Energy was going to do something that was going to definitively change your life. So I want you to think about that for just a second. I want you to get that in your head. I want you to get that moment in your mind. I want you to get about the dreams, the aspirations, the identification as to why you were doing Ambit Energy. And then I want you to think about where you were with Ambit Energy right before this call. You see, there are a lot of people who didn't tune into this call tonight because they're watching the two presidential candidates duke it out in a presidential debate. There are people that aren't even watching the debate that for whatever reason, life's gotten in the way, they didn't go on the call tonight. But every single person that's on this call tonight got on the call tonight because you still have something that's paramount and key to being successful in Ambit Energy or anything else. And that word is belief, okay? Belief that Ambit Energy is the vehicle to get you from where you are today to where you want to be. So let's say where you are today is point A. Where you want to be is point B financially. And you've got to have a vehicle to get you from point A to point B. And everybody on this call has chosen Ambit Energy to be that vehicle. And quite often we show the business to friends, family, coworkers, people that we meet here and there. And we're frustrated because they don't see it the way we see it. But again, I want you to focus in on why you're doing this business. What was it that made you say yes? For most people on this call, made you say yes to a $429 expenditure, which is what it costs to get into Ambit Energy for close to a decade. You know, why was that? Okay. And you chose an Ambit Energy to be that vehicle. You know, there are people that started with Michael Dell in Austin, Texas, where I'm from, in the early days. And Dell was making a computer here and making a computer there. And those people are multi-millionaires. In other words, they bought into Michael Dell's leadership, Michael Dell's vision, the fact that they were going to construct computers in a different way rather than make a whole bunch and throw them up on the shelf and say, you got to buy a computer configured this way. Michael Dell said, hey, we can custom make a computer, and started in his dorm room his freshman year in the University of Texas. And never finished his freshman year because of the success of his company. And so I want you to think. You got to get this word picture in your head. Why have I chosen Ambit Energy? And then what is it that's stopping you from fulfilling that want, that dream, that desire, that goal, whatever you want to call it, that point B? What's stopping you from getting there? And what I can tell you, what's stopping you from getting there? There's one thing and one thing only. I don't know who's on this call. I don't know where you're sitting. I don't know if you're following the recommendations I'm making tonight. I don't know who you are, where you are, what your background is. But I can tell you that every single person, the answer is the same to that question. What's stopping you? What is stopping you? And the answer to that question is me. If you reflectively look at why you haven't gotten to point B, from where you are, point A, or why you're not going as fast as you want to go. Maybe you're making movement, you just haven't had enough time. If you joined 3 days ago, Ambit Energy as a vehicle hadn't given you enough time to get to point B, okay? So there's some factors that why you haven't arrived at point B yet, but why is it that you're frustrated and you don't feel like you're getting there fast enough or you don't feel like, you know, what you're doing is right? The bottom line is, it's you. So I can tell you a lot of people on this call, you know, there's some people on this call that have probably attended every single power trip. There are a lot of people on this call that have attended a half a dozen power trips. But this power trip is going to be different, okay? This power trip is going to make a definitive difference in your life, and in your family's life and in your kids' life. If you come to Power Trip with an open mind and leave all of the troubles of the world that you have going on in your life behind, and you show up to learn, it's going to make a definitive difference. See, this Power Trip's not going to be the same. I haven't invited all the top 10 income earners to come and speak. You know, I haven't done something that I've never done this today. I never tell a speaker what to speak on. Now I'll get all the topics, and if one crosses over to the other, I'll say, hey, you know, such and such, you know, put that up. You know, what do you think about this? Could you modify this or whatever? So everybody's talking on a different subject. And then I'll organize the order at which they're going to be addressed and who's going to speak when, and so that it logically follows and makes sense. And we pick the people to give testimony, and all those things are important. But what I realized was that, you know, Power Trip is about disseminating information that can make a definitive, positive change. You know, it needs to be information that's transformational, not motivational. You know, even though what we do is motivational, sometimes it hasn't been transformational. And what I'm going to tell you about this Power Trip is this. It's going to be transformational. If you come to Power Trip and you attend Power Trip, and at the end of Power Trip, you don't think that the information that you got was different than any other Ambit event you've been to, or wasn't a step forward and a transformation of who you are to who you want to be, where you are financially to where you want to be financially, then you just fill out a piece of paper with your name and address on it, at say I'm requesting a refund, hand it to Louisa, who's my assistant, who will register everybody, and I'll personally mail you a check. That's how confident that this Power Trip is going to be transformational. It'll be right outside of Scranton. If you haven't registered, unfortunately, the leadership breakfast is sold out, but you can send an email to info@topambitleaders.com and ask to be put on a wait list. There's always last-minute cancellations. We like to keep it full. So info@topambitleaders.com and say, I would like to get a ticket to the leadership breakfast. It's Friday morning at 9 o'clock. You'll have Ray Monty, myself, and Joey Carter doing leadership breakfast, and it's powerful. Okay, it's $25. That's not available on the website anymore. But if you go to ambitpowertrip.com, you can get registration for Friday night. Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss are confirmed that we'll be there. They will do a question and answer session that will blow your mind. Where, anywhere in Ambit Energy except Power Trip, do you have the ability to stand up to a mic and ask the chief marketing officer, chief executive officer, a question? Now, you can't ask them a customer care question, but where the company's going in the future, all those sorts of things that are integral to your understanding base that no one maybe has been able to answer in the past. You get in the line. We don't have you fill out cards and pre-sort the questions or anything like that. You get in line. Chuck Chance, who's been the MC forever, is going to hand you the mic, and you're going to look in the whites of Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss's eyes, and you're going to ask them a question. That's Friday night, along with some training right before that. And that goes for well over 2 hours. And then we're gonna call it a night about 10 o'clock Friday night, and then we're going all day Saturday. And I'm going to do 3 to 4 hours of training myself. Okay, I haven't done that probably since the first Power Trip when Carlos Marin and myself co-founded it. Okay, probably that first Power Trip, maybe I did 2-3 hours of training. And as leaders have come up and grown up and been able to do you know, trainings in a lot of instances better than I could, they've taken the stage at Power Trip. But I'm going to do about 3 hours of training, maybe 4 hours of training. I haven't decided at Power Trip on Saturday. And I'll tell you, it'll be transformational for your business, because we're going to talk about looking in the mirror. We're going to talk about you. We're going to give you some methodology so that you can begin to work on yourself. Not just a positive mental attitude. It's not about this. This isn't going to be a Tony Robbins or a Zig Ziglar seminar, okay? This isn't about getting all fired up and floating out of there and waking up the next morning when your feet hit the bed and hit the ground on the side of the bed and say, now, what is it I'm supposed to do? Okay, we're going to empower you personally to be equipped to go out and make massive changes in your income, in your business, in your family, and it's going to stretch across all aspects of your life. You go to ambitpowertrip.com, get yourself set up, signed up, get everybody else signed up. I don't care what else is going on that weekend, what else you got going on. Believe me, mowing the grass or getting the car washed or taking a walk in the park is not going to change your life. And I'm telling you, if you're anywhere close, we've got people, have got flights, you know, coming in from all over. But if you're anywhere close on the Whatever It Takes program, it's right out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, okay, it's a suburb of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, it's going to be transformational. So at the beginning of this call, I asked you to do something. I asked you to start to think about where you were, where you want to be. What got you? What was the magic thing that got you, you know, going in Ambit Energy? Had you say yes? And then I want to talk about Ambit Energy, and I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Because you've chosen a vehicle. You're on this call tonight, having chosen the vehicle of Ambit Energy, and a lot of times you doubt whether you made the right choice, or how come Ambit hadn't done this, or how come this, or how come that. And what I can tell you is you have picked the greatest vehicle ever, ever, ever created in the free enterprise system for even a $429 investment, much less a $100 investment. You've chosen a vehicle that is life-changing, okay? The question is are you willing to do what you've got to do to change your life? You know, you can look at Philip Eckert or Esther Spina or Chris and Debbie Atkinson or Frank Schmalling or, you know, Carlos Marin or Steve Thompson or Ray Monty or any of the top income earners in our business, and the list goes on and on, that they're making serious six figures per month. They did what they had to do to get to where they are today, to take that vehicle of Ambit Energy and drive it from point A to point B to the person, including myself. Nobody that's a top income earner in Ambit Energy had the kind of income that they have now after they drove that vehicle and got themselves from point A to point B. But the point is they drove the vehicle. Now, at the same time they were driving the vehicle and getting from point A to point B, there were a lot of people coming into the business that never got in the vehicle. There were some people who got in the vehicle and never turned the key on. There were some people that got in the vehicle, turned the key on, and never moved it out of park. There were people that got in the vehicle, turned the key on, put it in drive, and never took the foot off of the brake. There are people that got in the vehicle, turned the key on, put it in drive, took the foot off the brake, and never hit the accelerator, took the parking brake off. The bottom line is that you got to get in the vehicle, turn the key on, you've got to put it in drive, you've got to take your foot off the brake and put it on the accelerator, and you've got to push. And that takes effort. That's called work, okay? And if you don't keep your foot on the accelerator, what happens? That vehicle slows down. And the more you put your foot on the accelerator, in other words, the more expertise you get, the better you get informed, the more you understand psychologically and mechanically how this business works, the further that accelerator goes down, the faster you get to where you want to get to. So if you're frustrated as to not being where you want to be in Ambit Energy, it's because you don't have the capability personally to accelerate that vehicle. It's the same vehicle for everybody. There's no, you know, the everything's the same. I mean, customer care is the same. The kit's the same. You know, consultant support's the same. You know, bottom line is the company's the same for everybody. All the rates are the same for everybody. They don't say, oh, this is Brian McClure's customer in Texas. Let's give them half off of everybody else's customer. I mean, the bottom line is the rates are the same. Everything's the same. So why is it that certain people's business works and other people's business doesn't, and then there's just a whole bunch of people who struggle in the business? That's what you're going to get at Power Trip, okay? That's what you're going to get at Power Trip. So it's not about getting yourself to Power Trip. Probably everybody on this call is signed up for Power Trip, unless you're brand new in the business, you're just hearing about it. Again, it's ambitpowertrip.com. It's about getting your entire team to Power Trip. And it's like working like your hair's on fire and getting people that get into the business between now and the second week in November to Power Trip. Okay? And then when you get them to Power Trip, we're going to blow them out of the cannon and we're going to get them to go to simulcast. Okay? Work a single impending event. If you want to work another impending event, don't mention Power Trip. I don't know any other event that's going on that weekend that has Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss at it. You know, unless I'm missing something, that's the best of the best that you can put your people in front of. So the bottom line is that you've got to do what you've got to do, not only get yourself there, but to get all your people there. Now, I want to talk about AMBIT. You've chosen a vehicle, and I want to paint a word picture about where AMBIT's been, where it is today, and where it's going in the future. AMBIT started in 06, electricity only in Texas. And in 06, we did about $1 million in revenue. First full year of revenue in 2007, when we expanded into New York about mid-year, we did about $40 million. Then we did $197 million. Then we did $325 million in 2009. And the September 2010 issue of Inc. magazine and their annual Inc. 500 issue, AMBIT Energy, based on that 2009 revenue of $325 million, is ranked the number one fastest growing privately held company in America. Okay. Company was 4.5 years old before it expanded into Maryland, the fourth state. We were in the third state we went into was Illinois for gas only. We weren't in electricity yet. We were in New York and three of the six incumbent areas, and natural gas is still not deregulated in Texas, so we still just did electricity in Texas. 4.5 years in, okay? We're a 10.5-year-old company. 10.5 years, so in 6 years, we went from three states to 14 states and the District of Columbia, 28 states deregulated, parts of the world deregulated, Western Europe is deregulated, parts of Canada are deregulated, Australia's deregulated, Japan's deregulated, and other countries around the world, no international operations whatsoever, okay? The bottom line is that we've only just begun. You know, if you take away New York, where we've got 4 or 5% of the market share, and Texas, where we've got 6 or 7% of the market share, and you take all the other 12 states and you combine them, the bottom line is we've got less than 1% market penetration. Yet it's a dynamic marketplace. I want you to drive around. You drive around in any city. They're building strip shopping centers, putting electric meters in. They're building apartment complexes at home. The population base of our country is expanding. People are being born faster than they're dying. And what that means is they need more housing. And when housing is built, what does that mean? You get an electric meter or a gas meter or both. And so we've got less than 1% market penetration, no international operations, additional states to go into, and we're only fully deployed, meaning that we have every product that's available in every geographical area that's available. We're only fully deployed in New York and Texas. So what that means is in all the rest of those states, we either have natural gas areas we can go to or electricity areas we can go to or both. Do you know that electricity currently is not deregulated, though it was at one time in California? In Southern California alone, in the L.A. basin, 10 million people. 10 million people. When that opens up, if it opens up, and I can't make that promise, but when that opens up, do you understand how huge that just one market is to your business? Unbelievable. So we now, $1.3, $1.4 billion company, 10th year, setting records. And what I can tell you, folks, is you take every corporation in America, I don't care if it's a car corporation or a computer corporation or sales or pharmaceuticals or hotels or motels or road building company or whatever it is, every single corporation in America has people that go out and sell that product and service. And a certain percentage of their gross revenue goes to pay those salespeople. So you figure it out, because this is common sense. If revenue is going up, that means sales commissions are going up. You know, maybe some companies have a 20% commission they pay out. Others might be 0.5%. I don't know what it is for AMBIT Energy, but I know that when this company doubles in the next 3 to 5 years, that the amount of commissions it's going to pay out is going to double. And you've got to figure out whether you're going to get in that vehicle and start pushing the accelerator and moving forward, or whether you're going to be stuck on stop. You know, stuck on stop means you're broke and nothing changes. You know, Einstein said the definition of insanity is keep doing what you've been doing and expect a different result. The bottom line is, if you're not where you want to be, the reason I'm going to do 3 or 4 hours of training in Pennsylvania for Power Trip is I want to get you unstuck, okay? That's, you know, it's not about the money for me anymore. Now, I'm like everybody else. I want to make more money, and I, you know, don't get me wrong. but it's about empowering people to go empower people. And I'm so excited about Jerry and Chris coming. I'm excited about Ray, Monty, our number four income earner, and Joey Carter, whose grandmother started a $1 billion direct selling business, who was the president, chairman of the Direct Selling Association for 2 years. I mean, this is a person that was elected by all the rest of the direct selling companies when he was president of his grandmother's company and Home Interior and Gifts, and was elected by all the rest of the industry to lead the industry. I mean, this is a person that's so knowledgeable about direct selling, it's scary. I sit there and take pages and pages of notes during his talk at the leadership breakfast at Power Trip. And again, that's sold out, but if you'll send an email saying you want a ticket, it's $25 to pay for the breakfast above and beyond the cost to get into Power Trip. Send it to info@topambitleaders.com, and first come, first serve on those emails. Give us your name. We'll have your email address, and we'll try to fit you in as people cancel and tickets become available. So the bottom line is, we have the greatest vehicle ever created in the free enterprise system, but it's only great for those of us that know how to move it forward and how to accelerate. You know, you think about our company and where it's been. You know, in 10 years, went first full year of revenue, $40 million to $1.4 billion without merger and acquisition. There's only a handful of companies that have ever done that in the history of the free enterprise system. Youngest company ever in the direct selling industry to hit $1 billion. Unbelievable opportunity. No international operations, plenty of expansion available in the United States of America. And the bottom line is, the time is now. The time is now. The golden age of Ambit Energy is going to be the next 10 years, okay? And you're in the business today. Somebody gets in the business 3 or 4 years from now, they're going to be in the golden age. They can make a ton of money, okay? When a company in direct selling gets 20 to 25 years old, what happens is its growth levels out. You know, if you look at Avon, you look at Amway, you look at any of those great companies, that doesn't mean that somebody joined the company today in any of those great companies, Herbalife, they can't make money. They can make a lot of money. But the golden age, when income, if our income in our company doubles, we go from $1.4 billion to $2.8 billion over the next 3 to 5 years, there's going to be so much money paid out, and why not have it paid out, direct deposited in your checking account? Folks, the opportunity in Ambit Energy is now. The opportunity to do what you've got to do, to pay the price you've got to pay, is now, okay? It's not next year. It's not next month. It's now. So here's my instruction to you, or here's my suggestion to you. Take and do a 30 to 40-day madman cycle. Take between now and Power Trip. And God first, family second, and then Ambit. You know, anything extra, you know, I'm not watching the debate tonight. I think this election is one of the most critical elections, if not the most critical election in the history of our country. But what I understand is that this call was more important. Okay. It was more important from the perspective that it could change some people's lives. And you took time out of your busy schedule. I'm going to DVR. It's not that I'm not going to watch it, but I did what I had to do to be able to do this call. The bottom line is, you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do, even with all the distractions of the election and watching CNN and watching Fox News and watching this one and watching that one. You know, you're going to have to put all that aside. God first, family second, and then move Ambit Energy up on the list. And if you want to know what you need to do during that period of time, you need to substantially increase the number of times you're showing the business. The key to success here is show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. I believe that a team of wild horses can't drag the wrong person into the business, and I believe that a team of wild horses can't keep the right person from getting into the business. I mean, the bottom line is, folks, if somebody sees it, they see it. If they do it, they do it. You're on this call. You're doing it. Let's get this done. Madman cycle. That means put everything else aside. Don't forsake your God. Don't forsake your family. But put everything else aside. Anything else that's distracting you. Okay. Anything else that's distracting you. Make the written list. Work the written list. make the fundamental, understand the invitation to somebody. So you make a written list. From the written list, you're going to invite people to do what? You're going to invite people to look, not to join. Okay, from invitation, you're inviting them to look. That's presentation. From presentation, validation, done a lot of different ways. Plug people into the big hotel meetings. Use the magazine, the most powerful tool we have. Do three-way calls with your upline, your coded upline, your sponsor, and attend all the events. AmbitPowerTrip.com. I promise you, if you don't feel like you get the value of the price of the ticket, just write your name and your address on a piece of paper and say, I request a refund. You have to say why. Say, I request a refund, and hand it to Louisa at 5 o'clock on Saturday when we wrap up. And on Monday morning, I will personally be signing and mailing you a check. And I might be wrong, and I don't mean to sound cocky about it, but I bet you I don't write one single check. Okay. The bottom line is, folks, the value to change your life is going to be available in right outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the second weekend of November. All right, Bear, let's open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Wow. That's right. You're my leader. Here you go, folks. You can say thanks to Brian yourself. Here we go.